This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Israelis and Palestinians are taking careful steps toward peace. After last week's summit, this is a time for confidence-building measures on both sides. Israel will start handing Palestinians control of 5 West Bank towns, beginning with Jericho. The Israelis are also preparing to release hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. Palestinian militant groups have promised to stop attacking Israelis as long as Israel ceases action against Palestinians. And amid all this action, Israelis and Palestinians alike are expressing cautious optimism. We have 2 reports, starting with NPR's Julie McCarthy, who traveled to the Gaza Strip.
Hope springs from a scratchy radio broadcast. An announcer reads the names of some of the 500 Palestinian prisoners who are due to be freed from Israeli jails. According to the Israeli human rights group B'Tselem, Israel holds over 7,800 Palestinians, many of whom the Palestinian public regards as heroes. An interview with a shop owner in the southern Gaza town of Deir el-Balah is interrupted when friends poke their head in the door to say that a mutual friend is among those to be released. The 29-year-old owner of the clothing store, Sahir Bashir, says releasing prisoners in large numbers would bring the parties, in his words, 70% towards peace.
We are almost there. Every person has a brother or a friend who's in an Israeli jail. It is the greatest thing for such a situation to take place, the release from Israeli jail, even if it's 500.
In the new atmosphere, militants appear to be having trouble shifting their focus away from fighting. In Gaza City, members of the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade pass the time watching a slickly produced training video, complete with footage of an explosion at the Erez crossing in the Gaza Strip, the work of a suicide bomber from the brigade. The group is an armed wing of the umbrella Fatah movement, which helped elect Mahmoud Abbas on a platform of peace. The militants are asked whether they aren't out of step with the emerging new mood. Group spokesman Abu Thayer suggests the video viewing is more an exercise in remembering dead friends than anything else.
Shadi, Fadi, Muhammad, Mahmoud.
Shadi, Fadi, Muhammad, Mahmoud, they are part of us, they are our brothers. They were the candle which light the road for us, to bring the hope for our life, for our future. We cannot forget them.
Palestinian militant groups have agreed to honor the fragile ceasefire Abbas declared with Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Hamas said it would consult with the Palestinian Authority before it responded to what the group calls Israeli provocations. The right to resist Israeli occupation is a jealously guarded one that most Palestinians appear to support. But ordinary Gazans say they are savoring the relative quiet that has descended and are keen to extend it. 45-year-old Amal Nouak urges Abbas to seize the calm, rid his government of corruption, and rebuild the economy shattered by 4 years of fighting.
We want work. We want everybody to rise and have work, not only the ones that have contacts and the ones that know people. We want everybody to be treated the same. We want opportunities and we want life.
Criticism of militants, once rare here, is now out in the open, notwithstanding the deep anger directed at Israel over roadblocks, checkpoints, and the barrier it is building. The growing message for militants seems to be, don't derail the fragile ceasefire. But neither are Gazans eager to disarm the factions. Lawmaker Ziad Abu Amr is one of the chief negotiators on behalf of Abbas with the armed militias. He says disarming them risks alienating the general public.
They will tell you, we want you to go and evict the Israeli troops from Gaza and the West Bank before you come and attack your compatriots here. And who are these compatriots? It's my brother and my sister. So how do you dismantle an integral part of the Palestinian social fabric?
Ziad suggests for now, achieving quiet is accomplishment enough. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.